While being an obvious necessity, the education system has been thought of by many as being limited, forcing parents to accept what's so-called traditional or made available by the few in education leadership for their children. Truth is that today there are many education options to study and select from each offering elements that can best serve a child and parents' individual needs and goals as National School Choice Week 2016 approaches. My next guest is here to offer parents advice on navigating the school choice options and share how New Jersey fares in this whole idea. He's the president of National School Choice Week, Andrew Campanella. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, and thanks for having me.
Well, good to have you here. Always nice to let the parents who surrender themselves to the lack of knowledge, let them know that they do have options for their kids. First things first, schoolchoiceweek.com is where you're going to learn more about the ideas we are talking about here, as well as more about the events. No matter where you're listening, here in New Jersey or anywhere on the stream all throughout the country, there'll be a lot of school events that schoolchoiceweek.com will guide you to. But just as a start, Andrew, what is the goal every year for National School Choice Week?
The goal of School Choice Week is to raise awareness among parents that when it comes to the education of their kids, they do have choices. And if they want to make a different choice for their child or children, they need to start early. Start looking in January. Don't wait until summer break. Because if you wait too long, a lot of the seats in the best schools will be taken up. So we want parents to use School Choice Week as an opportunity to evaluate the options they have.
And it's, I should say, January 24th through the 31st. And it almost sounds, Andrew, with School Choice Week, it's almost like when kids in high school are getting set for the college experience, they always say start applying for the grants and scholarships early, start sending out the applications early. It's almost the idea has trickled down now to the grade school and public school and as far as school choice is concerned.
You know, I think that's a great point, and that's one that really will resonate with families because we want people to get a head start in applying to colleges. We want to make sure that kids get into the best schools and their top choices, and that requires early admission requests, things like that. The same thing in many cases applies through K-12 education. You know, some of these great schools, because they're unable to expand based on government regulations or whatever, have waiting lists or they accept kids based on lotteries. So it's important to get your name in there soon. It's important to make decisions about the education you want for your child earlier than the summer.
And for the most part, school choice options, at least here in New Jersey and most other places, come down to public school open enrollment, public charter schools, public magnet schools, online learning, private school choice, and homeschooling and the new opportunities that affords. When it comes to public charter schools, that's something that we here in New Jersey have seen a huge explosion with and a great expansion with. Still more to come, obviously. Was New Jersey at the forefront of the charter school movement, or was that something that Jersey caught the train ride later than other states?
I think Jersey caught the train ride, and I grew up in New Jersey. I went to a school, public high school in New Jersey and elementary school, so I'm a Jersey native. And New Jersey has not been a leader in school choice in any sense of the word. However, the state is slowly coming along. There are charter schools. There are magnet schools. There is a small program for open enrollment in district schools. The state still doesn't have a private school choice program, meaning a scholarship or a tax deduction program, and still doesn't have a full-time statewide online academy. So the state could do more.
Talking with Andrew Campanella, who is the president of National School Choice Week. Schoolchoiceweek.com is their website, January 24th through the 31st. A lot of information as far as events and tips and advice for you parents who are just maybe now thinking of this option for the first time as opposed to, as I said in the introduction, the traditional, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. You mentioned the public open school enrollment option in New Jersey, Andrew, and that sounds like the most advantageous in a variety of levels. A, for the parents, say if you're in a rotten urban school district, like Camden comes to mind, for example, and you see another school which is within transportation distance of reasonable length, that's a program, and if the schools are involved with these programs, the open enrollment program, that's something you can shift your kid to. We've seen them in the rural areas as well in Sussex County. A couple of schools have enrolled in, so it's great for the parents. It's great for the schools because if I understand, at least in New Jersey, how the open enrollment program works for the public schools, public schools who gain students wind up gaining additional funding.
That's exactly right. And one of the basic tenets of school choice is that it puts more power back in the hands of parents, who are the taxpayers, and says if you choose a certain school for your child, whether it's the local traditional public school or a charter school or a magnet school or any of these other options that are in the public sector, the money that is set aside to educate your kid will follow your child into that school for the most part. Of course, there are still funding disparities, and some of these choice options have less money attached to them at the state and local levels, but they're getting by with what they have and educating kids at high levels.
With the concept of homeschooling, is that, whether it be in New Jersey or just overall, is that an alternative, an option that has enough guidance for the parents to do that successfully? Is that, I'm not a parent, but I think that if I see that as an option, I could see someone quickly eliminating that, thinking, well, I'm not qualified to be a teacher. How can I teach a child?
You know, I think that's something that a lot of people are concerned with when they first consider homeschooling. And what parents find is that with the growth of technology and the vast array of resources on the internet and online programs as well, lots of parents can effectively be educators in the home. And what we're finding is that homeschooling is growing at a rate of about 3% a year. So it is more homeschooling kids right now in America than at any other time in history. And these kids are graduating from homeschooling programs at higher rates than other types of schools. In many cases, they have higher college entrance rates, higher achievement on the SAT and ACT. So homeschooling has worked, and I think homeschooling will continue to grow as parents realize they can plug in to online programs and courses for things like, for example, I always think of physics, which I'd never be able to teach.
Yeah.
And other subjects where parents say, you know, I'm not an expert in that. I need some extra help. Now you can plug into some online resources that are free in many cases to do that.
And with Andrew Campanella, who is the president of National School Choice Week, schoolchoiceweek.com. January 24th until the 30th. Learn more about the events and some of the more expanded ideas that we're talking about here. And no matter which state you're in, interactive map to see how your state, not just New Jersey, ranks as far as school choice options are concerned. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Looking at New Jersey stats, Andrew, you look at the options I mentioned that are available. And for the most part, there's a participation rate of 2, 3, maybe 3.5% of all students within those options, any one of those options. Is that why this upcoming National School Choice Week is extra important? Because you have the option through events and schools, like with the Open Enrollment Program, they have the opportunity to bring the information to more parents, so the participation rate and the student activity rate can get well above those single-digit percentiles.
Yeah, one of the things we want to make sure of is during School Choice Week is that parents do know the options that are available to them, and we know that a lot of parents say, I think it's more than 60% of parents say they wish they had more choices for their kids' education. So School Choice Week is designed to let them know about those options, and we don't have a specific goal of getting a certain percentage of kids in a certain type of school. We don't try to preference any type of school over another one because we believe that that should be the parent's decision whether or not to choose a different school for their child. So we want a higher percentage of parents in general making active choices for their kids' education. So deciding, yes, I want to be in this traditional district school. Yes, I want to go to a different district. I want a charter. I want a magnet. I want a homeschool, et cetera.
So really, parents, if you're thinking of you only have to take what's visible and what you have knowledge of, as Andrew is explaining, and you can learn more at schoolchoiceweek.com, school choice in New Jersey and elsewhere does offer many other options, and there's plenty of room at the inn, as the saying goes, with many of these programs, although time is of the essence because even when there is room, there are limitations. Classroom sizes are what they are, so this is the time now where you start looking for the 2016-2017 school year. All these programs need applications, and there's a time span, waiting period, just like anything else with anything that's part of a bureaucracy. But good news, parents, you have options. If you don't feel that your child is maximizing their learning potential where they are, there are other places where they can be. Learn more about National School Choice Week 2016, which is happening the week of January 24th at schoolchoiceweek.com. And we've been joined by the president of National School Choice Week, Andrew Campanella. Andrew, thanks for giving a heads up of options that are available. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.